Tuesday night or L'chavav Adar Aleph. Okay, so we're learning these last few days about walking Keneged HaMispalel and on the side of the Mispalel and behind the Mispalel. So tonight, Mezuz Hashem, we'll just talk about you're standing Shmona Esrei and you want to step three steps back, but you turn around. Uh-oh, there's someone davening Shmona Esrei. So what do you do? So the basic halacha is that you can't go back. There's no heter to go back because you have to take your three steps back after Shmona Esrei. Now, if you're not going to go within his Dalal Amos, then even though we said there is a chumra of Meloenov, but maybe we'll say you could be Makil in such a case, not to do the chumra of Meloenov, and if you're not going to go within his Dalal Amos, you can step three steps back. A simpler solution, if it's not really, we said we learned last week that you can go diagonal. If you can't go straight back the three steps, you can go diagonally. Now diagonally usually takes you not directly lefonov. Let's say he's right in back of you, so diagonal will take you to tzdodim shelefonov, to the semicircle that's in front of him, which we said really should be machmir not to go even to the tzdodim shelefonov. But maybe, you know, you want to step back. We can combine that maybe it's a little more kal tzdodim shelefonov than directly in front of him. And you're walking there and you're stopping. You're not being over. You're walking into within his Dalal Amos and you're stopping. So maybe that's enough of a kula. If he has a talus over his head, so certainly you could be even more makil, because some are makil if he has a talus over his head, even though it only takes care of one problem, really, the kavana problem, not the shechina issue, but it's a little more kal. So if you can step back diagonally and you're stepping back within his Dalal Amos, but it's tzdodim shelefonov, but you're stepping back and you're stopping, you're not going to walk around, you're just going to stay there, which you have to do anyway. And then if he has a talus over his head, you can certainly be makil. Remember that if he's at a diagonal, so it's also a problem, even if you go straight back, because you're right, they're going to within tzdodim shelefonov. So even if you go straight back, but he's at a diagonal. Now, if he's at a diagonal, and you can go out at a diagonal, and end up not to tzdodim shelefonov, so that's fine. That's fine. Okay, one more, just, if the person in back of you is only standing there because he's waiting for the person in back of him, then you could take your three steps back. Okay. You can't. You're still walking. It's still a problem. For both reasons. I can't. It's not that forum. The forum is not the... I'm sorry. Really. Why did I answer him? I don't know. He runs the youth minion. We have to... it's really not the forum. I can't. So Chavis HaLvavos from Perek Shvi, and the last Perek of the last Shar. So he says a very fundamental yisod we're going to learn tonight. Very short. He says, the Oiv Hashem, we said already, has transformed his Ratzon into Ratzon Hashem. That we learned in the other nights. Then he says, we said last night, really my bechira is only in my mind. The ability to do the mitzvah, to actually do it b'poyel, is again, chasdei Hashem, and it's up to the Eibishter. So many things can go wrong to stop me from doing the mitzvah. The only part that's really mine and mine alone, or at least we talk as if it is, the Eibishter gave us bechira, is really the decision. And if the Oiv Hashem actually carries out the mitzvah, she's so thankful. Modim Lashem olav, umuvarchem also, the yizku l'shevach mi'ito, and they in turn get their schar from the Eibishto, al hishtadlusam u'bechirasam. Their part, their modit Hashem, for bepoel, being able to be the vehicle through which the mitzvah was done, you were mevakeh the chole. You did the chesed. He allowed you, it happened. It got carried out. So you're thankful, and you'll get your schar for your achlot, he says. Then he says a very interesting thought. If I can take up a little more of your time than I'm supposed to, I'll tell you a story. This morning, my son Nehemia asked me a very interesting shaila. He said, let's say a person, he says this happened, he was talking to someone in Kesher, someone in the camps, he says, you had to be Michal Shabbos. It was Pikuach Nefesh, it wasn't considered Shas Hashmad, and a person had to be Michal Shabbos or else they would kill him. So he had to work on Shabbos or else they would kill him. What he did was, they didn't chap. If it wasn't Shabbos, he could get away without working. We're not going into if that's called Shas Hashmad, that they dafka didn't want to let them work on Shabbos. But he said he kept Shabbos on, let's say, Tuesday. He didn't do malacha. Zeichel l'maisa breishis, however you want to say it. So he kept, because they didn't chap. He was able to avoid doing malacha when it wasn't Shabbos. So Nehemia told me he had an argument with someone. What kind of schar, if any, will this person get for keeping Shabbos on Tuesday? So, based on the Chavos Halvavos and Shara Avodas Elokim, what? So this is Mamish the Chavos Halvavos we're about to learn. That if you want to do something, if you really have a true desire, sincerely and really and truly, you want to be Eile Regal to the Beis HaMikdash, you want to bring Karbonos from the Beis HaMikdash, you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, you want to do a lot of things, but you can't. But you have that, because really everything we do is already Chasdei Hashem. Our schar is for the Bechira, that we make a decision. So that Bechira is Mechadish Tachadis Alvavus. That can exist even if I don't do it. Bepoil, because I'm an onus. But the Eibishter is Yodea Machshavus. See, this is why it's not so simple. Because he sees if you really want to do it. You know, you have no money. But you really, really, really want to build yeshivas and help poor people. And you really want to do it. So that's, it's really a Beferish Gemara, you'll say. Chashav Adam Lassus Mitzvah, Lo Asah, so kilu also, but the chavos is mechadish is that any time a person is in a situation where he can't do something, whether it's he can't bring kaponos in the Beis HaMikdash, or he has no money, he can't get staka. But if the Eibishter sees he really wants to, umashelo yochlu levatzeya es yozmos. So he says, when you do a mitzvah, so you're thanking Hashem for the ability to carry it out, and He is giving you schar for your achlota. And if you can't carry it out, they can't, and I'm hearing, or the car didn't start, or there is no Beis HaMikdash, or you don't have money, so you can't. Misnatzlim, they feel bad. And he says, the Chavis Lovah says, Misnatzlim al kach lefnei Hashem Yisaleh, they feel bad. They're misnatzel. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say, you know, I'm sorry, I really, really want to. They said, you know, you can't fool Hashem. So, but there ain't no fooling you, the song goes, right? You can't fool, you know. But anybody? There ain't no fooling you? No, you don't know the song. Who sings that? Yes. Yeah, Moshe, yes. But there ain't no, you can fool your friend and your neighbor, but you can't, there ain't no fooling you. So you can't fool Hashem. You can't fool Hashem. So he really sees the lave of that you really want to do it, you're going to get schar. You're going to go upstairs to Shemayim, and you're going to get schar for giving staka, for building yeshivas. But the trick is, you have to really want to do it. It has to be emes. So they misnatzel al kach lefnei Hashem. They feel bad. They misnatzel. Umiskonenim levotzo bepoil. And they are ready to do it bepoil. Kozman shehibev sherusam. If they really can. Like this guy would keep Shabbos. But he kept Shabbos on Tuesday. Like Hashem doesn't need that to see the levov. But he really showed that he wants to keep Shabbos. Because you see, he kept Shabbos every Tuesday. When he was able to, and you know, he wasn't able to. Umiyachalim, and they desire, and they wait, le'eshiya afshar Hashem also lohem, like they can't wait till they have money, till there is a Beis HaMikdash, till they're able to do it. And they're begging Hashem, you know, that has to be real. And they're asking Hashem to enable them to do it. B'tohar nafshem v'kenus machshavtam. And then they'll get schar as if they did it. Okay.